New U.S. Census figures show the Philadelphia region yields its title of sixth most populous metro area to Washington, D.C. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the Philadelphia region is still growing, but its gains are slow compared with other big cities.
Experts say there's one main reason behind Philadelphia's drop from sixth most populated metro area to seventh in just 1 year. We're not replacing people fast enough.
It's going to continue to slip because, again, nationally, the population growth is shifting south and west.
Rutgers University demographer James Hughes says lots of immigrants are moving to the Philly area and young people are coming in droves, but it's still not enough to offset the exodus. People with families in particular are moving south and west for jobs and milder winters.
Young millennials, childless millennials, single millennials are still flocking to the city. And when children come along, some tough decisions have to be made on where to locate.
New York, LA, and Chicago remain the country's top three population centers, but the real story is in Texas. Four metros there collectively added almost 500,000 people. The census even called its report, Texas Keeps Getting Bigger. In Philly, meanwhile, the metro area's population has grown over the past 9 years. But in context, it's not that much. As the new census figures show, Philly added 16,000 residents in the last year. And what did D.C. add? More than 63,000. Should Philly be concerned about this? Demographer Hughes.
Not really, because there's not much you can do about it. But basically, Washington is driven by federal government spending.
If the current trend continues, metro areas in Atlanta and Miami will surpass Philadelphia's in 5 years. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.